USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawyers for former President Trump are laying out their defense in his Senate impeachment trial. Attorney Michael Vanderveen saying,
"This unprecedented effort is not about Democrats opposing political violence. It is about Democrats trying to disqualify their political opposition. It is constitutional cancel culture."
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is calling for more details following a report showing Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration intentionally withheld the number of coronavirus nursing home deaths. The New York Post reporting that a top Cuomo aide told Democrats this week that the decision was made due to concerns those numbers could have been used against Cuomo's administration by the Department of Justice. De Blasio making his comments during a weekly radio show. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
There is strong condemnation from the U.S. State Department over China banning the BBC World News broadcast.
Beijing has been upset with the BBC for its coverage of the pandemic and about China's human rights abuses. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price condemned the actions of Beijing.
"We absolutely condemn the PRC's decision to ban BBC World News. The PRC maintains one of the most controlled, most oppressive, least free information spaces in the world. It's troubling that as the PRC restricts outlets and platforms from operating freely in China, Beijing's leaders use free and open media environments overseas to promote misinformation."
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
There are nearly 1,000 known coronavirus variant cases in the United States, including the UK and South Africa strains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden ends an emergency declaration.
President Biden has officially ended a national emergency declaration at the U.S. southern border that allowed former President Trump 2 years ago to divert federal funds to build his border wall. Biden said in a letter to Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that Trump's incorporation of the National Emergencies Act to get the border wall funding was unwarranted. After he was inaugurated, Biden had signed an executive order stopping the construction of the wall along the U.S. border. The border wall was one of the hallmarks of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, saying at the time that Mexico would pay for the wall, but that never happened. He was able to divert $600 million from the Treasury Department and $6.1 billion from the Defense Department for the border wall construction. Roughly 450 miles of the wall were constructed, which included reinforcement of existing barriers. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are meeting with a bipartisan group of governors and mayors on Friday to discuss the coronavirus stimulus plan. Biden saying the most important thing is giving states the capacity to deal with the virus in their states.
But equally consequential is the need to help the states economically in terms of everything from unemployment to being able to make sure that they're able to get kids back in schools. And
for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.